Today, on Palm Sunday, Jesus enters the holy city of Jerusalem. The people lay down their cloaks on the ground, and they wave palm branches as they cry out, "Hosanna! Blessed is the kingdom of our father David, which is to come." Clearly, these people believe that Jesus is going to usher in the Davidic kingdom. But contrary to what some of them might expect, he's not going to usher it in the way that some of them would like. He's not going to do it by overthrowing the Romans and ending the occupation in Jerusalem. Rather, he's going to usher in this kingdom by giving his life on the cross. On the cross, Jesus will truly fight a battle, but it's not going to be an earthly battle. Rather, on the cross, he's going to fight all the spiritual powers of darkness, sin, and disorder in the entire world. And there, he will conquer them, not with weapons of this world, but rather with sacrifice and humility and love. The gospel that we just heard is the narrative of the passion of our Lord. Passion is a clean, pleasant-sounding word that actually means agony and pain and suffering. As we listen to the story of the passion, we are led to meditate upon all that Christ suffered for us. And we know he allowed himself to suffer in all these ways so that he could love us to the bitter end. No man has greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. It was the perfect love that Christ showed us on the cross, which made atonement for our sins, which truly satisfied for the damage caused by all the sins of humanity. It was through that love that ultimately God saved us. But as we think about all that Christ suffered, we can also see how he suffered so that we would not be alone in our suffering. He suffered in so many different ways because we suffer in so many different ways, and he desires us to be in solidarity with him when we are going through hard times as well. Jesus suffered to sanctify our suffering, to transform it, and to truly make it into the means of our salvation. Think about some of the ways that Jesus suffered through his passion. First, of course, he was betrayed by Judas. Judas was very close to the Lord. Clearly, Jesus trusted him. He even made him an apostle. But then, for 30 measly pieces of silver, Judas betrays him and hands him over to death. So if anybody has ever betrayed you, if anybody has really let you down, know that you are not alone. Jesus was betrayed too. Jesus was denied by Peter. Peter, of course, was with our Lord from the very beginning, and Jesus gave him the amazing gift of having primacy among the apostles. Peter also was able to see amazing scenes such as the transfiguration. Peter promised our Lord that he would never deny him, even if it meant giving his life for Christ. But then, at the moment of truth, Peter is filled with fear, and Peter denies the Lord. He turns his back on him. So if anybody has ever turned their back on you or denied you in a hurtful way, know that you are not alone. This also happened to our Lord. Jesus was abandoned by his friends. So many disciples have started to follow Jesus, especially during his public ministry in Galilee. They saw some of the miracles that he performed. They heard his new way of teaching. Many of them, of course, professed their faith in him and their love for him. But then, when Jesus is arrested, nobody stays with him. They all flee and leave him alone. So if you've ever been overlooked or left behind or abandoned by people that you trusted, even your family members or friends, know that you are not alone. Jesus was also abandoned. Our Lord was also falsely accused and condemned and mocked. Jesus came to save his own people, but the high priests lied about him. The people called for his death. They even exchanged a notorious murderer for him. So if people speak falsely of you, if they reject you, if they even lie about you, know that you are not alone. Jesus experienced all this too, to sanctify these things and make them holy. Jesus struggled to accept the Father's will. Of course, our Lord was one in being with God, his Father. He enjoyed an intimacy with him that is beyond what we could ever imagine. And yet, in his human nature, he struggled to accept God's will, which meant embracing the cup of suffering. So if it's hard for you to accept God's will in your life right now, know that you're not alone. Take courage. It was hard for Jesus too. Jesus suffered in his body beyond what any of us could ever imagine. His skin was lacerated by the scourging. His body was bruised from all the blows that he absorbed. His head would have throbbed from the crown of thorns. And on the cross, he lost blood, and he had not enough oxygen even to survive. Jesus suffered in his body in ways that are beyond what we could ever imagine. And so if you are suffering in your body, if you experience chronic pain perhaps, know that you're not alone. In his human nature, Jesus experienced all that as well. Finally, he felt abandoned by God. Perhaps one of the most disturbing, perplexing passages in the entire Bible is when Jesus says, my God, why have you abandoned me?" This line clearly struck the evangelists because they didn't record it in Greek like the rest of the scriptures or the rest of their gospels. Rather, they wrote it in the original Aramaic, in which Jesus would have actually spoken. These words clearly struck them as powerful. The Son of God felt abandoned by his Father. And so, if your life is dark, if you think at times that God doesn't seem to care all that much, if you feel that God has forgotten about you or left you behind, take courage and have hope. Jesus, in his human nature, experienced all this too. This week, our Lord goes into Jerusalem. He goes to save us from our sins through his suffering, yes, but derivatively, he also suffers to be with us in our pain and to transform it into the means of our salvation. So this week, let us have the courage to open our hearts to the Lord, to bring him all of our agony, so that by bringing it to Christ, he might reveal to us his glory.